Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcasts while driving. I'm going to talk about a project to get some veterans talking about old battles with schools. The RSL, so I'm about to go off over in an hour's time, off to, or 2 hours' time, into an RSL meeting, which is Soldiers League. So League gives you an idea, it's a World War One, you know, sort of a carryover from World War One, when they had the League of Gentlemen, the League of Nations, and so this is the Returned Soldiers League, so this is a little bit of an old throwback, and that just reminds me I've got to do, I suppose I should, by rights, drop in on this old chap who's not doing too well. He may want to go to the meeting's office. Get there, drop at his place first. So look, I've got my data projector and various things to show the old guys what I'm doing in terms of putting them on Facebook and Google and that type of stuff, and it sort of goes that you offer to do various things, and it's sort of no, they don't do that. It's seen as a problem here and there. And one of the things that was seen as a problem here and there was the idea of getting drones to fly into schools and map out a battlefield, and then veterans would come in. And of course, there is a better idea. The end of it, and this is one of the, I think one of the things that they're used to is you knock down an idea and it dies, whereas if you're a research scientist it's slightly different. You knock down an idea, oh well, that's just part of the research cycle going forward. Now I'm just going to break here and check on this old chap's house. Get through, it's not looking too crash hot. Let's have a look. Okay, I'm going to stop. Well, to my surprise, there is the old soldier in his house. He's not doing too well. And I'm only actually driving just a few metres up the street, where I'll have to stop again to check in on the Glenbrook Institute receiving station. I'll be back in a second, and then we'll just talk about it. Everything's cut out for me. So now I've got to pick up this guy and take him to the RSL meeting. It's going to be action stations. Okay, with you again. Now, just drove up the street, and I don't know how it operates. The kids seem to get into the school. So, dropped in the old soldier, dropped in on this poor person who's got really pretty dreadful cancer treatment. Yeah, it's this who's picked up the goods from China. There are interesting in that I looked at getting a full proper DuPont connection kit for my electronics and rainbow wire, all from China, and various sensors. So it's you know, full on electronics for me now. It's the shit's hit the fan, and I went up the street to check on this school, and it's bloody Fort Knox getting in there. I don't know how people get into this school, so I'm going to have to stop here and be with you. So I've got to get into the school to set them up for a meeting afterwards. Well, it must sound disjointed, me stopping and starting. Just try to walk up to the school, say, look, can we have a meet with you? And the gates, it's completely, it's like Fort Knox. And to get into the school, you have to phone a phone number. It's just a little sign, and you phone the phone number and a mobile phone number, and a staff member will come and open the gate. Of course, this of course means that there's been a sort of obviously a series of thinking that obviously going to be harder on high schools, but for primary schools, sort of a reaction from the United States, all the mass shootings in the United States. What's happened here is, if at all possible, they put high fences around a school and lock the gates so that, you know, during the day no one can come in and stuff like that. So that's an interesting thing, but it means that if you're not up with that, you just say, oh, look, I want to drop in and talk about a particular strategic thing with you. It's not there. And so I suppose I should just quickly chat about the Chinese goods. I've got what's 18B20 Dallas Electronics, Dallas Silicon or something like that, DS 18B20 chips detectors. Just see, it's pretty remarkably, you know, they're awful. They're really, really rather nice. And I've got them there. And I've got some, as I said, DuPont connectors, rainbow ribbon. And so what I've come off besides doing that, I've I suppose not using those connectors or using that thought. I've got to really, really have my head in the game and think about it. But I'm actually using, unusually as it is, what the fuck's going on here? So, I'm just not getting right away, and I'm running out of time desperately to get back to this old soldier's place by 1 o'clock, one-ish. And, go away, here we go. I've sort of devised another way of wiring such it looks good, and this is with point-to-point metal wiring, and it's, you go from point to point, but then you thread it through this heat shrink. It looks passably good. It's much better than all this huge, heavy rainbow wiring. So I've got the rainbow wiring and the pump connectors. And more than enough to get me going for a while. So this is, it's just insanity city to try and get this stuff running. So I've got easily into the middle of the night writing up this research paper and doing this and preparing for a rehabilitation consultancy. The education department is going to see assess me as being completely unserviceable, and then allegedly gone around the place to find out whether there's any work for me. No, there's no work for me. We're corrupt as hell, but we want to say that there's no work for you. So I've got to get my shit together for all of this at one stage, and I've got to, in this time, go up. Drop in a volunteer form. So this will be the next stop of me dropping in a volunteer form up at the local shops, because the people have a press, not really press ganging me, but have said, you know, we want you volunteering to be not a community marshal, but to be on this. On the game for cleaning up graffiti. Fortunately, there's no graffiti around the place. I can definitely say, just looking around here, there's nothing you can see. It's completely spotless. But they turn up and give me the enrollment form, the clearance form for community volunteering, and. I'm just going to do it and just put it in there and just take it to the next step coming along here. So that's what we're doing. So what I do want to say is what I'm planning for the RSL and the drone stuff, the high-tech stuff, was just, you know, they're not going to tolerate that. We're not going to have anything new. Well, of course, the components still can be rearranged. So there is nothing new, but the fundamental ideas can still go through. It's, you know, this fundamental thing of knock back, you're still here. I really think what people have got an idea of non-autonomous projects. So I'm just going to go in, find a part. That is that people are so totally dependent on these systems that if you knock them back, you can wipe them out. And this may be essentially a misinterpretation of a research scientist mucking around in education. You should be able to shut them down. You should be able to say no. And or any project like this, I'll be back with you in a second. I'm off to the next the next phase of this very disjointed podcast, and I've just put my volunteer form in. They sort of know the person who's, and they sort of know the story, and it's in the system somewhere. This is to clear you, do a police check on you and all that type of stuff if you're a volunteer, and, you know, do all the stuff. I think, and of course there's also insurance and all that type of stuff that you have to put through, and I have to get back to this old soldier, which I think he was a colonel. Well, not a colonel, but I don't think they have colonels. It's a major, definitely a major, in command of the local engineering regiment for a couple of years, for about 10 years or something like that, so look after him. And, of course, I'm just trying to figure out where the keyboard. I have to get a special key. First, I'm going to have to show the guys the Facebook page and what the what a Google, you know, putting it on Google is like. And so to do that, I have got to get my laptop and tether it to the internet via my mobile phone. So I know how to do that little bit. The old computer's not what it used to be. It requires an external keyboard, and I was just trying to think, you know, where is that external keyboard? And this just sort of shows you how slow can you be. Well, quite slow. In actual fact, I realise that it's the one keyboard I do have operational in front of my desktop. So I have to go back home, pick it up, then in no time pick up Warren. And we'll show about it. The general idea is that the old guys, there's something that they just really didn't like a whole swarm of drones coming out and putting battlefield markers down. And with it, so one of the things you have to sort of say is that it's, you're not being rude, you're not being stupid, What happens is, with often these things, that you put a solution out, and one step in the solution really upsets someone. And they said no. You engineer away and remove that step completely. So in this case, I'm removing the drones completely, getting the kids, give me a map, and getting them as a class activity to work out how to put out the map on the field. And but it is interesting that prohibition, once someone says no, it's a very major thing to try and overcome. So once they've said no to something, any prohibition, they remember the prohibition far more than anything else. It's sort of a very strict thing. So it's all of a sudden, after being able to, it's actually very, very productive not having too many things on during the day, because you can actually work on a problem and make a decision and work on it there and then, right? Whereas if you're chopped up doing all these different things, your day is into sort of half hour increments, And it often requires working an hour and 10 minutes on a problem before you do it. And then, you know, it takes a while to get through some of these problems. So I shudder to think, like, I find it extremely productive to just slave away at these problems, get nowhere, and just be showered in absolute despair and disappointment. This is, so when I'm writing up something, the amount of mistakes I have in my English, and what it is that I will write something, and then once it's like this, these old codgers who don't like anything new, once I've written it, and I've thought of something that I wanted to say, and I read it right, and it's different, I read it, it's as what I wanted to say. And that's sort of, I'm sure everyone has that to some extent. And to try and work on that, to break the back of that. Okay. With you in a sec. I'm back again. I don't know how many times what this podcast will sound like. But I've got my keyboard. And 2 minutes past. Now, our old soldier is punctual. It's very similar to years ago with the old Land Rover. They still drive these old Land Rovers about the place. They've got these sort of modern Bushmasters and all this type of stuff. Still have got the old Leyland, a few of the old Leyland Land Rovers there, but very similar to one. Oh, now we'll go over here and do reconnaissance this and go over here, big blah 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 blah. But it was all sort of, you do get the feeling driving these officers about the place that you've that they've sort of slipped back into it. So what happened is that my old laptop ain't what it used to be, and I have to. I was just really thinking, you know, where's the keyboard I had written? And it just took a little while. Now, the interesting thing is that some people who are highly organized, they're highly organized, but there's not a lot going on. They're not trying to do all that much. They're not helping other people or of course, you know, I can't say that. I'm doing too much. But in terms of where I'm disorganized, it's just so much work. Now I have to go up here. Where is he? No, is that right? Yeah. Okay, well, I'll stop here. Let's pick up the podcast from here. Poor chap.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.